We plan a trip to the grocery store. We plan our workout. We plan to go and have dinner with friends. But we can't plan to make love. It's got to be spontaneous. Isn't that interesting? A lot of people don't want to plan, and so guess what? Doesn't happen. We got to wait until it's spontaneous. We've been waiting for 3 months, and maybe it'll happen. Not sure here. So, make a date. I think one of the best things you can do is to set aside 2 to 3 hours a week. Or more, but a minimum of 2 to 3 hours a week for making love. Now think about those words. How could there be anything wrong about making love? Love is who we are. So making love is actually creating something beautiful and something sacred. And it is almost completely different from the images that come up when you think of having sex. I like to shock my married couples I'm working with sometimes and say, okay, this is your assignment. I'm going to strongly recommend that you never have sex again. You can just see them. You know, maybe one of them goes, oh, you know. Thank goodness. But then comes the clincher. I say, I want you to make love.